Fred Film Radio, Zurich Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at Zurich Film Festival, and today I've got the pleasure to be with Camilla Maggit. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So Camilla, you're here with Land of the Free, perfectly apt title for what you're talking about. I thought it was an incredible piece of documentary. Because it gives more, I mean, it's been, like, the subject has been talked about in a lot of different ways, but here we actually see the human cycle as well, which I thought it was incredibly powerful. I'm not saying what is it about, I'm just going to leave you say it, but yes, let's start with the kind of, let's call it the genesis of the project, and of course, what's it about?
The film is set in South LA, in Los Angeles, and it's about three people who have all been affected by the prison system. So it's about Brian, who comes out after having been to prison for 24 years. He was 18 when he got arrested, and now he's 42, and he comes out to a world that he knows nothing about. And then his story is mirrored in Juan, who's a teenager, who is coming out from juvenile camp, a juvenile detention center. And then Johnny, who's 7 years old, and his mother was in jail.
Tell me, like, all these people, probably you met them at the moment, it was called Momentum, or the...
Continuum, sorry.
It's sort of like project. I just want to spend more, a few words on the project, and then, of course, hearing how you got to know them, how everything started out.
Yeah, the thing that ties the three stories together is this support group called The Continuum, and that was where we met the young boy and his mother. They were part of that group and would come every Monday night. Brian, we met through one of the men who would come to the group, because we were looking for somebody who came out after having served a life sentence, and we knew that we wanted to find someone that we could film from the day he got out. So we got in contact with Brian from one of the men in the group, and were just told the day before he was released, we got a phone call that Brian is being released tomorrow. We didn't know Brian. We hadn't ridden with him. We hadn't talked to him. We hadn't seen him. We didn't know anything about his story yet, but we just drove up to north of California and met him, and when he just got released, and then that was it. We were starting filming. We weren't even ready for that at that point.
So tell me, like, of course, there's always a bit of luck involved in into, you know, making documentaries. But I just wonder how you are as a director, as a documentary director. You start off with ideas, or maybe like some hints of how the story will go, or you just keep everything open and you just kind of like amount to the experience while filming.
No, I keep everything open, and I spend a lot of time with my protagonist. So I will spend hours and hours both with the camera and without the camera. And then it's actually in the editing room that you kind of create the structure of the film. And of course, you know, like, after a while, after you've been filming for some month and a year, you can see where the storyline is heading. But it's kind of nerve-wracking while you're in it, because you don't know if it's going to actually amount to a story at the end. And I think also in this film, where our protagonists are living extremely vulnerable and fragile lives, it's... you never know what is going to happen, if Brian would go back to prison, or what would happen with Juan if he would relapse and go back to selling or doing drugs again and leave his daughter, or what is going to happen. You don't know.
And tell me, like, this is kind of like a two-faced question. How long did it take to actually break in and be accepted by the people that you've, you know, you followed for, I guess, a long time? I think probably like 1 year and a half, maybe 2 years.
More than 2 years.
2 years, exactly, yeah. Because you have like the development,
yeah.
And also, since we're talking about something that it's, you know, we're following people, but these people are also symbols for something much bigger, mm-hmm. And it's like an endemic problem in the States. So the community in South Central, for example, that once again is a community, is a system, but it's also a symbol for the much bigger problem. Was it difficult as well to be, you know, to spend in time there? How was your impression, especially from a European perspective? We always feel that we're aliens, we're far away, we cannot be part of it, we cannot even say anything, but you did, so I'm really curious about that.
I think it was, we actually got accepted quite fast, which was incredible, but we spent a year in research, and a year where we taught in a juvenile camp. So, and that was actually where I met Juan. That was while he was in there. So I think having, spent a lot of time also inside the jails, that, and we've met so many people who are involved in this, that gave us some sort of credibility as well, that people knew that we weren't just tourists who were just like coming to pull out our camera and then leave again. So I feel that that we gained the trust, that wasn't a problem at all. But it's the key, because if we didn't have that trust, then we couldn't make the film, or we wouldn't be able to be allowed in their lives and in these extremely vulnerable moments.
Tell me, that's maybe from a filmmaker's perspective, I'm very curious about it. What was the toughest aspect of making this kind of film? Did you find it in the actual shooting moment, when you were making, taking those stills and those images, or actually afterwards when you were pulling up, as a filmmaker, as somebody that is a master of also like a narrative, into the editing? Where did you find yourself maybe saying, like, could I go there, could I not go there, am I instrumentalizing these people, all these kind of questions?
The hardest part was definitely during the shooting. And it was I don't want to disclose too much about what's happening in the film, but I'm going
to
do it a little bit.
Trying to
Yeah, exactly. No, but I think that the hardest part was when Juan, in the film, he leaves his 9-month-old daughter and his girlfriend, and ends up going back to his gang life and is selling drugs again, and watch him go down that road was heartbreaking. So that was the hardest. And then, but then there was, also in general, I think it was quite a hard process to also, because you get so frustrated with the system and with that, why aren't there more help offered when you get out of prison, because it's almost an impossible task to get back on your feet. And what we saw making this film was also that this is not only the individual who has been in prison, it's the families, it's the children, it's the parents, it's the brothers and sisters that this affects. And if you don't, while people are in prison, if they are not provided with any tools, and if there's not any system to help them when they come out, then how can they succeed?
In fact, I'm going to leave you with something probably very horrible for you to answer, but like you pinpointed it, the frustration. Both probably as you as a maker, filmmaker, but also as the audience, like how is this possible in a system that should be the land of the free, as they always say, and being so systematized into some, a no end? Like there's nothing, it seems that there's no solution, although it would be so easy to make a solution out of it. And after, you had this experience, so you're much more enriched than most of us that probably just comment while watching things. What do you think? What was of the personal kind of baggage that you brought with yourself after making this and after this experience?
That I'm on one hand extremely frustrated, but on the other hand, I really hope that things will change, and I do believe that things can change. But which is why I'm so happy that the film is here and the film is going to festivals around the world, because I think this film is part of, or can hopefully be part of, a movement. There has been made great things about the prison system and the inequalities in the system, like 13 and the house I live in. And I see that there's also actually several films coming out now about people coming out of prison. So I hope that, the more awareness this topic will get, then that it can actually create a change little by little in the attitude towards what you do with the people who have been to prison and how you treat them both inside and when they have served their sentence afterwards.
Thank you very much, Camilla. Thank you for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.